This is Sounds of Science. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, I'm Alex Filippidis. Tuesday's court ruling in the CRISPR patent battle produced at least one winner and arguably two. A three-judge panel of the Patent Trial and Appeal Board ruled for the Broad Institute. Judges found no interference in fact between 12 CRISPR patents listing Dr. Feng Zhang as inventor and a patent application by Drs. Jennifer Doudna of UC Berkeley and Emmanuel Charpentier of the Helmholtz Center for Infection Research.
As it stands right now, the appeal board has essentially split the baby and allowed both parties to have a valid patent.
Bill Warren, a partner with the law firm Evershed Sutherland and chair of its biotechnology and life sciences team.
Well, I think it's a pretty significant decision to the extent that it brings a level of certainty as any lower court decisions can bring. I expect it probably will be challenged for further clarity.
The decision allows review of the patent application by Drs. Doudna and Charpentier, whose claims cover CRISPR use in a bacterial system. The Broad's patents cover CRISPR use in eukaryotic systems, such as plants and higher animals. UC Berkeley and Drs. Doudna and Charpentier challenged the Broad patent, saying CRISPR use in eukaryotic systems represented an obvious non-patentable invention. The Broad defended its patents. The judges considered whether an interference proceeding to resolve the impasse should proceed. They said no, ruling that the patents in the Berkeley application covered separate inventions. Warren says the decision leaves somewhat unresolved whether that application encompasses eukaryotic cells.
That may be the basis for a future challenge to that Berkeley patent, and that may be one reason why the folks in California decide to appeal the case to get a more specific ruling on who was first to invent the use of the technology in eukaryotic cells.
Even so, Warren says the decision will help advance CRISPR technology, both in the lab and in the marketplace.
Because it does provide some initial ruling on the validity of the patents for both parties, that creates certainty, which is what investors want for funding further development. So I think it will help the technology continue to move forward.
Again, Bill Warren.
I think the certainty from commercial application is becoming more recognized as a result of the opinion and will probably fuel commercial plans even further.
Thanks for taking the time. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, Sounds of Science, I'm Alex Filippidis.